Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cyprus after meeting with Arab leaders, including Palestinian President Abbas of the West Bank. They've been pushing for a ceasefire, while aid organizations and others are hoping for a pause in the fighting to let humanitarian aid and fuel into Gaza while allowing people to get out. Israeli government senior advisor Mark Regev says there are conditions.
Aid that's given to the people of Gaza must be given to the people of Gaza, but unfortunately the only people in Gaza with guns who can take whatever they want is Hamas. And quite rightly, if people want to talk to us about fuel, they have to be able to explain to us how will that fuel be prevented from getting to Hamas.
There's also the issue of hostages.
The International Committee of the Red Cross has repeatedly asked Hamas for permission at least to visit these people. That has been refused. So a humanitarian pause, from our point of view, has to include release of hostages.
Even without a pause, World Food Program Executive Director Cindy McCain says its trucks are getting in, but slowly.
We anticipate getting 14 of our trucks in today, and we got close to 10 in yesterday. The numbers are gradually increasing, but we'd like this to go not just increase, but increase exponentially.
CBS's Linda Kenyon has more on the U.S. position.
As President Biden was leaving church in Delaware Saturday.
Mr. President, any progress on a humanitarian pause?
Yes. That's all he said, but administration officials have reiterated the president's position that a pause for a limited period of time is one thing. A ceasefire is quite another, because a ceasefire, they say, would only benefit Hamas, giving it time to regroup, rearm, and plan for its next attack against Israel. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
The United Auto Workers Union now has tentative deals with the big three automakers. Union President Sean Fain is taking a victory lap.
It's more than just a fight against the big three. It was a bare-knuckle match between the working class and corporate greed.
Up next, Fain says they'll make efforts to organize non-union shops like Tesla and Toyota. The Energy Department says it's investing more than $1 billion into the country's power grid, with three new lines spanning over six states. The agency says it needs to do more, but it's a start. And then there's this kind of energy. Taylor Swift is the subject of an Indiana University pop culture conference. Organizer Natalie Almanza.
Having a platform for scholars to speak about her and to have these scholarly discussions in this accessible way was just really important to us and really was something that we wanted to prioritize and do.
This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new report identifies more than 70 utility companies around the country which still rely heavily on fossil fuels, including two of Wisconsin's biggest utilities. Mike Moan has more now on research from the Sierra Club.
We Energies received a D grade for plans to transition to wind, solar, and other renewables. Wisconsin Public Service received the same grade, although it was an improvement over last year. Sierra Club's Wisconsin director, Elizabeth Ward, says the actions of the parent company don't match its public messaging.
WEC has some pretty lofty goals stated about going coal-free, but when we look at what they're actually doing, they're talking about keeping their Oak Creek coal plant online even longer, and they're proposing more gas throughout the state.
WEC Energy did not respond to a request for comment, but on its website, it maintains it will be in a position to eliminate coal as an energy source by 2035. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's Alliant Energy improved from a D grade to a B amid investments in solar and battery storage. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act passed last year made hundreds of billions of dollars available to companies to address climate change, but Sierra Club Energy Campaigns analyst Noah Verbeek says utilities continue to delay a transition to clean energy because of factors like executive pay being linked to fossil fuel-based asset performance.
And we're really hoping to see a lot more progress this year, especially given all the money that is available to really encourage these utilities to make this shift.
He adds nationwide, people of color and low-income communities continue to be exposed to higher levels of dangerous particulate matter pollution than other groups and are at greater risk for developing diseases linked to chronically breathing dirty air. This is Mike Bowen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
56 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers tonight, 47, cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers tomorrow, 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 32 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
November 4th, 2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. There we go. I finally figured out the feedback issue there. My apologies, Calvin, my faithful engineer, filling in for Anastasia today. So, but yes, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodora Yauman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And I'm going to start my show a little differently than I usually do, just a quick editorial that I think is just really important. And well, it may not seem like a Waukesha problem because of our city's demographics, but this growing trend is an American problem that should be disturbing to us all. And that growing trend is the, we'll start out as this week, the Anti-Defamation League reported that anti-Semitic incidents nationwide have risen 388% following the Hamas attacks in Israel. And the Council on American Islamic Relations has counted a record 774 Islamophobic incidents since October 7th. Now, we may not have a significant Jewish or Islamic community here in the Shaw, but we are talking about our fellow Americans and their children, or our children, too. And as we approach Veterans Day next week, we should be reminded of our obligation to those, especially from the Greatest Generation. Many made the ultimate sacrifice to wipe out hatred and fascism in the Second World War. And let everyone around us know that this will not stand. And as we approach the two-year anniversary of the Christmas parade attacks, we should also remember that even the most local or isolated acts of violent hatred can have a ripple effect of unintended consequences, and especially and most often to innocent children, like 8-year-old Jackson Sparks, as well as the children of all ages, the other five who were killed in those attacks and the several injured. We have also learned that we are stronger together. And what can you do about it here at the local level? We can act locally and think globally. We can start by contacting our legislators, our mayor, our county executive, our governor, other community leaders, asking them to make a resolution condemning anti-Semitic, Islamophobic violence and all other forms of expressions of hatred. We can do the same with our schools. And here in our university city, a second thing you can do is create a more just, sustainable, and peaceful world through socially responsible shopping and transformative educational experiences. And this last bit I just read is the actual mission of today's guest from Plowshare, Fair Trade Marketplace, and Education for Peace. Please welcome Therese Arkenberg.
Hello.
Mark Dremus.
Hey there.
And Karen Slattery from Plowshare.
Good morning.
How are we doing today? Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us.
I want to thank former mayor and county legislator Larry Nelson for putting this together. Still a wonderful ambassador for our city in his current capacities. And again, we're going to have Larry as a guest on the show sometime soon. But in the meantime, they're here primarily to promote their annual fundraiser next Saturday, November 11th. Which features the launch of their new documentary that Mark had worked on called Our Water, Our Responsibility, which will air from 10 to 11 next Saturday morning. So I guess if we had started off, how would you like to, do you want to talk about the documentary or talk about what you do for Plowshare?
Oh, good question, right?
We'll do both, but what do you want to unpack
let's start
first?
With Plowshare.
Okay,
sounds
let's start
great.
With Plowshare. So you'll often, I think a lot of people have seen us downtown. We've been there for about 33 years now. We're one of the first brick and mortar fair trade stores in Wisconsin, and we're
very
also
cool.
One of the last. It's a difficult retail environment, although
sure.
You know, we have a lot of supportive shoppers and volunteers who have really made it possible.
Sure.
We have a
lucky position. Can you move the mic closer? I'm sorry.
Sorry about
there
that.
There we go.
And we have a lucky position as an anchor store in the downtown business community,
yeah.
Which has helped a lot.
Sure.
I should probably explain a bit about what fair trade is for you and
please,
your listeners.
Please, yes, because I have a good idea, but I'd love for everyone else to hear it from you.
Sure thing. So the concept of fair trade is basically to put the producer of these often beautiful artisanal objects, mm-hmm. delicious foods, and other products we sell at our store at the forefront to make sure that they earn a reasonable living wage and also that they work in safe conditions. And there's also increasingly an awareness of the environmental impact. So a lot of the food we sell at Plowshare is organic.
Okay.
A lot of the items are made in sustainable ways, or they're upcycled, which
sure.
is like recycling but better.
Yeah.
Where you take something and turn it into a new, more artistic, unique object.
So that's really neat. I'm sorry to do this again. Just pull the mic a little closer to you. There you go.
Okay.
Sounds great. Remember, just like Paul and George and the Beatles when they're singing.
It's true.
She loves you. So, but no, this is fantastic. And I would imagine, too, for our other small business neighbors, that those people that you draw in that intentionally look to buy fair trade are also going to visit some of the other stores and their fine offerings, that there is kind of a ripple effect, correct?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. And we're also very lucky with our neighbors. We're right next to gelato and right across from chocolate. So
there you go. That's fantastic. Yeah, because you mentioned food. I didn't realize that you offer food at Plowshare.
Yes, we have a section on lots of different chocolates and teas and women's bean soup mixes, one of our exciting ones.
That sounds awesome.
Especially with winter coming, stock up.
Sure. So it isn't just from other countries. It's also local artisans. Is that correct to say, or businesses or that you carry products for?
Not necessarily local to Waukesha, but we do source from a couple of different social enterprises within the U.S.
Okay.
Like Women's Bean Project, which I just mentioned, is based
That's
in
right.
Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
And they hire a lot of women who are working at sort of reestablishing themselves in jobs and getting
okay.
work experience.
That's fantastic. So, and then this time every year you do an annual fundraiser. Is that fair to say? It's always in November?
Sometimes I believe it's been in October, but
okay.
yes, every
Some
fall.
Here, in the fall here, yeah.
Every fall.
During the harvest.
Yes.
So, I love that. So, well, terrific. So, one of the big anchors of this fundraiser is this documentary that Mark had put together along with some help from others.
With Karen.
With Karen. Karen's like, yep, sorry, Karen. Yeah. So, tell us about that real quick, if you don't mind.
Well, the original concept was let's do something about water, and we kind of took it from there. There are about 5 segments, basically focusing on different, water assets in the
Neat.
Waukesha area.
Okay.
Of course, the most obvious one is the river, and we talk
Fox
about
river.
Some of the, effects of, human activity on the river's quality.
Okay.
Which are often, unfortunately, negative.
Yeah. Sure.
And then we take a little pass at, the Springs era because everybody kind of resonates with that.
Sure.
And of course, John Schenkenecht was the guy on that one. He's literally written the book.
The historian, yes.
Yes, yes, at the Historical Society. So everything I know about the Springs era is John talking.
Love it.
Talking to me or through his book to
sure.
everyone.
Yeah.
And then we took a look at a person named Sandy Peters, who is one of those folks who kind of grab the bull by the horns, right, as they say. And
retired educator, correct?
Yes, yes. Right. Kind of jumped off a high cliff with no mattress on the ground, you know, trying to put together this fundraiser, which turned out to be very successful, the Riverwalk. And finally, the water diversion from Lake Michigan. We talk a little bit about that as well.
And big development. 100% water in every home and business in Waukesha now.
Yep.
As of October 25th, I believe. Yep,
I believe that's correct. And it is a precedent-setting accomplishment because taking water out of the Great Lakes for counties like Waukesha is problematic. And
unprecedented, for sure.
Yes, unprecedented, and requires quite a bit of bureaucracy
to
accomplish 20 years worth of studies and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's kind of where we went with it.
Sure.
It's really divided into two parts. One is the stories of these water resources, and then the second part is about what we can do as individuals to make sure that we have this resource going forward.
I like that. There were some good kind of talking points or best practices, and although I do like to take a shower and a bath and a long one at that, and so I know I gotta my wife will be pleased to hear that I have to make an effort to
you're paying for
conserve
it.
On that. Yeah, so and Calvin, you indicated was it 3 minutes before the upcoming messages of importance. I wanted to just cut in one little bit of local news, perhaps the biggest story of the week. A big congratulations to Coach Joe Bansky and the Waukesha North South Fusion for winning the sectional championship in a 5-set nail biter over Classic 8 co-champion Catholic Memorial last Saturday at Waukesha West. The Fusion advanced to the state tournament. They did lose on Thursday in 5 sets against Timberlee in the quarterfinal, another nail biter. Nonetheless, it was a triumphant season for the Fusion, who finished the regular season ranked in the top 10 in the state, winning the Classic 8 co-championship and beating co-champion CMH to win sectionals. That's quite a year, and we're very grateful to have Coach Bansky and his talented program of young men, and look for more great things from them moving forward. So, but returning here to Plowshare, with the holidays coming up too, there's got to be some great gift ideas, correct?
Oh, yeah. Our Christmas ornaments have just started coming in, so they're decorating the trees in the front of the store.
That's neat. That's neat. So, hey, and then jumping back to the documentary and the fundraiser, how do people participate and how do they support Plowshare through this event next Saturday?
So it's going to start on November 8th, which is, I believe, Thursday, actually.
Oh, I stand corrected. Then, yes. Okay.
Yeah, so it sort of centers on Saturday, but because it's an online event, it can run for a while. So you can check out our website, plowshareftm.org, where we'll have
F as in Frank, T as in Tom, M as in Mike. Is
correct,
that correct?
Okay. For Fair Trade Marketplace.
Correct. Thank you. Thanks, Therese.
Well, that'd take up the entire bar if we wrote it out. So there on our website, you can find links to our different, to the documentary and also to our online silent auction, which is going to run similarly from 8 a.m. on November 8th through 8 p.m. on November 15th.
Nice.
Our silent auction always has a bunch of great gift ideas and gift cards, experiences, and other cool stuff.
Any items in particular, like a Packer memorabilia or something that might appeal to the local... in the auction items?
We are always trying to get more sports stuff. I believe, the Packers or Brewers or both.
Sounds great. Well, we're going to talk more about the auction after these important messages. And plus, we'll have the Carol Minute focusing on Pioneer Seniors and our veterans. Plus, Small Business Saturday, big announcements. So we'll see you soon.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week. Watch Shaw. I'm your host, Don Brown, with special guests Karen Slattery, Mark Dremus, and Therese Erkenberg of Plowshare for Fair Trade Marketplace. And it's game day at Carroll. The Pioneers are back at home, their last home game of the season, which is also senior day against Milliken. And they'll be honoring 20 seniors that have been a great part of the huge shift, the culture of winning that Coach Mike Budashevsky has brought to Carroll. And they have a chance, the Pios, if they win these last two games, to complete their third straight winning season in a row. So all the best to them and Coach Buda and company, and especially those seniors. And we're now going to shift to, is Justin on the phone, Calvin? No, he hasn't called in yet, but we should be getting a call from Justin Roloff from the Waukesha County Veterans, and he will be talking about, there is a, how should we say it? They're going to have a Veterans Town Hall and Resource Fair that will be at Carroll University on November 6th. So we'll put a pin in that until Justin calls, and if not, we'll certainly raise awareness. But Justin will also be joining us next week on Veterans Day with former alderman and Vietnam vet Tim Nekich, and really looking forward to honoring those veterans of all different ages and wars and just different service eras that have done so much for our nation. And more news from Carroll. The women's volleyball team was victorious this week with a 3-0 win over Ripon College. The Lady Pios are now, I believe that's 14-13, 2-5 in the CCIW. And they travel to Chicago today to play North Park at 6 p.m. Good luck to our Pioneer women's volleyball team. And, you know, I mentioned earlier the fusion, and if you're looking for a great spectator sport, and I know Wisconsin's doing really well, check out volleyball. It's really great, entertainment, and it's just a great, athletic endeavor to watch, to be a part of. And, especially with the success our Waukesha school has been having, which also include Waukesha West, it's really been a joy to watch what these young men and women can do. So, but, What has Plowshare's relationship been like with Carroll University?
That's a good question. We've been partners for a long time. Some faculty members, such as Elena DaCosta, have actually served on the board of Plowshare and on our education committee.
Okay.
We've regularly appeared there as offsite selling some of our fair trade items to eager students. So, and students also come down to our store.
Okay.
Regularly.
Sounds great. That's, yeah, I imagine you get a lot of the shopping from the university.
We're
from
pretty
the kids,
close. So, yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, good, good. So now before we went to our messaging, we were talking about the auction and talking about some of the other items with the big fundraiser. And any other surprises or neat features of the fundraiser?
Well, in addition to the silent auction, we're also having a wine pull at our store.
Nice.
It starts on November 6th.
Okay.
So I believe it's $15 a bottle, and then you can select either a white or a red and draw.
Sure.
And be pleasantly surprised by your pick. And we're also just receiving donations online and in-store with a giveaway basket.
Mm.
For every $25 donated, you get an entry in this basket. It's huge, lots of different things in it. You can check it out down at the store and see what's involved there.
It's got a water theme this time.
It's got a water theme,
yep,
of course.
Yep.
Sure.
Fitting our sure. Water, our responsibility theme for this fundraiser.
Well, that's neat. It does beg the question, because you're in fair trade retail, why does water matter so much to Plowshare? I know it sounds like a silly question, but I'm all about silly questions.
Yeah, well, some of it is also our foundation as a peace organization. And this is something that I think is increasingly concerning in the 21st century, that water is a scarce resource for many people. It can be a source of conflict it can be difficult to access. Billions of people around the world still don't have regular sources of clean drinking water, and that can include some of our artisans who are,
sure,
you know, who are struggling to get by, and fair trade can help them offer a new source, sure, of support.
Yeah. Well, and I've been a big advocate, and that's why I'm glad you're here too. I've been talking a lot about one of my clients is one of the missions that's important to me is the Center for Responsible Seafood. Mm-hmm. And now that we have this clean source of Lake Michigan drinking water, it's now a sustainable solution. In addition to being able to drink water, use water from the faucet, we can also develop local economies around responsible seafood. Like we can take an abandoned warehouse, put a pool in and start growing responsibly seafood that can then be another source for addressing food insecurity in our community, which is very significant, as well as job creation and economic development, meaningful economic development, especially for many of these families that are out of work or are really struggling, and to be able to do that locally as well.
Definitely.
So I encourage future conversations with Plowshares on this off the air. So, but I am glad that you're raising attention to that, and that you'll hear in the Great Lakes, water has been very meaningful to us, but it seems like it's been more meaningful for building the empire, you know, as you know, historically than it was for all the things that water should be important to us for. I mean, granted we use it for recreation and other things, but unfortunately, again, we have some environmental issues with the Great Lakes that we've been working on for a long time. As someone who grew up near Lake Erie, I can tell you a lot about, what that has meant. So, but that's neat. And is it fair to say with some of the purveyors you represent that water's been essential to building their business or making their products?
That's a fair question. I'm certain it is involved, and I'm thinking.
For me, you know, as a consumer, I'm used to turning on the tap, right?
Right.
And it comes out. And
sure.
My bill is,
yeah,
historically been so trivial as not to even be in the household budget.
Right.
One of the things that I become aware of here working on the project is that is not the reality for most people in the world.
Right.
I mentioned Sandy Peters and her fundraiser. That was to bring water to Navajo families, for example.
Right.
You know, there's no
our First Nations, yeah.
There's no pipes, yeah, or anything like that, sure, on much of the Navajo reservation. So
yeah,
there's an outfit called Dig Deep that,
okay,
puts in a facility, basically a holding tank and piping and so on for household,
sure,
use of, sure, water for,
yeah,
the members of the community. So that's the one thing kind of that I walked away from,
mm-hmm,
is this is a – and. There is some dialogue about this now nationally and internationally that we've kind of taken this for granted in the developed world.
Right.
And we have severely depleted a lot of those resources.
Okay.
Through agricultural use and, commercial, industrial, and residential use, which is the case here, of course, in Waukesha. We, mm-hmm, had a vast resource in the deep aquifer here,
mm,
and we drew it down to the point where it was no longer viable. And we had to look for an alternative,
wow,
in Lake Michigan. So I really became a lot more sensitive to turning on the tap and what that means.
Okay.
I might mention a lot of folks are probably looking at their water bills.
Right. Sure.
And a major component of the increase that we're seeing is, of course, the project, paying for the project to get the water from Lake Michigan to Waukesha and then return it,
sure,
to the lake.
Sure.
We're required to put it all back.
Mm-hmm.
Over the next 4 years, your bill, your average bill, according to water utility, is going up like 50%.
Wow.
And that's a lot.
It sure is, yeah.
$150 a month,
yep,
for an ordinary sort of,
right,
average family. That's,
yeah,
a,
yeah.
So the point is that,
yep,
also provides an incentive for conservation.
So after these important messages, more on Plowshare, Waukesha Water, and a quick memorial to an unofficial Waukesha historian who passed away in October, as well as new leadership at the Waukesha Food Pantry. Don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
Keeping keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Israel says there will be no humanitarian pause in the fighting. Government spokesman Mark Regev says food and fuel would likely fall into the wrong hands.
The reality in Gaza is that Hamas runs the show and they're very violent and brutal people. And if they come in with their guns and want to take something, no one can stop them.
CBS's Matt Piper says the U.S. is getting a power boost.
The Department of Energy is investing $1.3 billion into the nation's electric grid. The government says the money will go toward building three power lines that span across six states. It's warning that that's not nearly enough, though, saying more infrastructure is needed across practically the entire country to meet clean energy goals.
Ever hear of agave? It's a plant that can be used to make alcoholic beverages. It doesn't need much water to grow. It's a must during California's drought and a perfect crop for farmers like Lee Ortega.
These could basically supplement other crops that did make you use a lot of water.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
The Bucks head to Brooklyn. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks head east to play the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night. Tip-off time at 6:30. Then they're back home in Milwaukee Wednesday night against the Detroit Pistons. That one starts at 7 o'clock. The Bucks with a 110-105 win over the Knicks Friday night. Milwaukee head coach Adrian Griffin looking for ways to improve their defense and rebounds. Moved Brook Lopez back, but says it wasn't his idea.
I didn't have to say anything. He approached me, and it just speaks to his character, and you know, he's a winner.
College football, the Badgers lost on the road at Indiana for the first time since 2002. The final, Indiana 20, Wisconsin 14. Head coach Luke Fickell on losing the turnover battle.
You know, they either out-hustled us or just, you know, we got to make our own breaks. You know, sometimes as you look back at it, that might be the difference in the ballgame. The ability to capitalize on the opportunities that you have and the ability to create some turnovers is, you know, is something that we didn't have a chance to do.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw.
56 today, under cloudy skies, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers, tonight 47, cloudy. Slight chance for scattered showers, tomorrow 63. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Shop Menards Christmas Decor Sale for big savings on everything to brighten your home for the holidays. Get great sale prices, plus 11% off a great selection of trees, wreaths, lights, ornaments, yard decorations, and much more. A 100-count set of premium LED holiday lights is just $10.99 after rebate. Good through November 12th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details on Christmas decor, plus much more at huge savings.
What do you mean he's not coming in? This is our busiest time.
The mixologist at Claude's Bar is moving to Manhattan.
I'm already down two bar backs. No one's manning front of
house. Now he needs an equally cosmopolitan replacement.
How am I going to find a new bartender before New Year's Eve?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Hey, we're back. This is Waukesha. Calvin, do you know this song? Oh, no, you already got it on YouTube, but don't answer that. But this week on November 1st, 1970, was the release of the Grateful Dead's American Beauty. And from this album is this song, Friend of the Devil. That bass I just kind of mimicked there drew me in like no other song, and that's how I became a fan. And this album came out just 4.5 months after the Dead also released Working Man's Dead, both seminal albums from a great band. But you know, only fair to pay tribute from Guitar Town, so big shout out to them. And Calvin, did you know that song when you saw it, or just from the YouTube thing? Let's hear from our youth here.
I have heard it before, but okay. Only from playing it on other great shows on our station.
But it's neat because this music's from so long ago, but yet it's still, I think, very strong and powerful. And a lot of young listeners still, you know, much like we were talking about the Beatles here. So, but I want to also give a big WAEK welcome to the new executive director of the food pantry serving Waukesha County, Lindsay Johnson. The pantry has seen a 134% increase in the number of new households requesting their services and a 63% increase in the total number of households needing their services. So you can help. Go to WaukeshaFoodPantry.org. That's WaukeshaFoodPantry.org. And we are talking about Karen Treadwell, the outgoing executive director who retired this summer and was a guest on my show. And I just learned from Karen Slattery here from Plowshare that we haven't seen the last of Karen Treadwell. Tell us.
She is now a member of our board of directors. We're very lucky to have her.
That's fantastic.
I'm looking forward to spending some good time with her.
Great. And your board is, again, a great reflection on all the different, I guess, community leaders or community facets. That's fair to say?
Oh, yeah. We've had a Carroll faculty on there. We've had Larry Nelson still serves there. Yeah, it's a great cross-section of the community and just some of the volunteers who help Plowshare run.
Sounds great. So, and then before we return to the Plowshare discussion with Therese Arkenberg, Mark DeRemus, and Karen Slattery, I want to give a big shout out. A friend had sent me a message, a text saying that this should be you someday. And it was a Facebook link, an ode to a Waukesha resident named Bill Condon, who passed away last October. So our hearts go out to his family and friends. He had a great memory about the Waukesha area and often shared his memories and stories with family and friends. He was bestowed the nickname the Waukesha Historian. And I say unofficially out of respect to Mr. Schoenick. But because of this, they called him the Waukesha Historian. And Bill passed away on October 18th at the age of 89 at Avalon Square. So, again, our hearts and thoughts go out to Bill and his family. And it's just great when you meet people that love Waukesha and celebrate Waukesha. And also have, because we have such a rich history here, too, that neighbors like Bill are real treasures. So. And speaking of treasures at Plowshare with some great gift ideas for the holidays, you know, I want to also remind everybody that starting on Small Business Saturday this week in Waukesha, your favorite radio show, by the way, will be 2 hours long starting at 7 a.m. So I figure you're up early anyway. You know, you're going to do that run or walk the dog and you got to get the coffee pot going. And there's just so much to unpack here in our great city, and an hour just doesn't do enough time. So really grateful to Civic Media's leadership for extending that extra hour, and we'll be able to tell more about what's going on here in our city, as well as take your calls, which we're not as able to do in a one-hour show. But you are welcome to call here, 844-967-2789, if you do have questions for our Plowshare friends here in these final two segments. But let's continue. So there's obviously a lot of momentum going for the annual fundraiser, correct?
Yep. It's going to be, let's see, we've been doing these online virtual fundraising events since 2020, and they've been hugely successful.
Sure.
The response is always great.
You know, you talk about the necessity being the mother of invention, and, you know, we discovered some things during COVID that, you know, we can be doing all along in terms of this this virtual activity that allows us to, you know, if we can't be there physically, we can be supporting virtually and be around. And so I think that's wonderful that Plowshare has tapped into that.
And yeah, I'm just really grateful to Karen and Mark and some of our other volunteers for getting a video together for these virtual events, like our documentary now.
Sure.
And
Yeah, you know, and I want to say, because I love documentaries. I know other people close to me do not. But, folks, it's a 24-minute doc, so it's not going to eat up your whole day. It's not 3 or 4 hours. You know, there isn't.
It moves very fast.
It's not very tangential, yeah, but it's a really great dive into the importance of water in our city and for our big blue marble that, you know, is everybody's home. And so I thought it was really well done, especially... It's kind of a paradoxical history when you talk about the Springs era. And when Dan Dukniak was on my show, we talked about this from the water utility that, you know, the Springs era. And then in your documentary, you realize it was an act of Congress that killed this this tourism industry.
Well, yes, a laudatory act, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. So, but it required certifying water or at least
right.
proving
any product for human consumption.
And that's when people learn that that the spring water from Waukesha isn't a fountain of youth giving or as people thought.
Yeah, but it's of course that was promoted by Richard Dunlap.
Dunbar.
I'm sorry, Dunbar. Yep. Thank you, Karen.
Sure.
Who was convinced that he was cured of diabetes by the spring water.
Sure.
Interestingly, in John's book about the springs, he does note that Dunbar was never able to really put his finger on what might have been curative about the water.
Right.
It's just it's sort of magic, and that was a thing, obviously, that a lot of people bought into.
Yeah.
And were victimized by the patent medicine industry. And so the 1906 Act really did have a positive impact there.
Okay. Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was being facetious.
I think fashions changed too.
Yes.
People just didn't do that genteel walk around the Bethesda Park for a summer vacation.
Sure, sure.
Things to do.
Yeah.
Had something to do with that.
I love walking. That's my favorite sport. Favorite exercise anyway. But, you know, we talk about the quality, water quality's impact. There was a great, you know, being a native of upstate New York, I saw a great documentary, and this was 2 hours long, and it was about the Adirondack National Park, which is the only national park that's integrated with civilian life. And it all started back in the TB scare, tuberculosis scare, when half of New York was consumed with it or had the consumption, as they called it then. And many of them went to the Adirondacks to what they thought were hospices. They went there to die. And then a week goes by or 2 weeks go by, and like not only are they not, you know, dead, but they're actually feeling a heck of a lot better. And it had a lot to do with the clean air and also the water quality. And then suddenly this whole way of life, this whole lifestyle, you know, it was kind of this swing back to the pioneer life where a lot of New Yorkers were then flocking to Adirondacks, not just for summer homes, but to live year round. And that was the beauty of, and that's why I love being here in Waukesha North, is that we are a Four Seasons community. And so we should be celebrating every season like they do in the Adirondacks and like we do here with Winter Jamboree. But also that there is something in the water that is quite beneficial when it's treated correctly.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, that back in the era you're talking about, the water in the city was typically, I'm sure, not ideal quality.
Oh, New York City. Yeah, sure.
Or any major
city. Yeah, any major city. Yeah,
right.
Sure.
So coming to a place like Waukesha and taking the waters, as they said, probably had health benefits just from the fact that you weren't drinking dirty water
from
the city services then.
No doubt. So, and then also, too, is when I talk about this paradoxical history, because then we fast forward to, like, I guess the 90s when we finally discovered that the radon in the water, cancerous and all this, you know, health effects. And
right. The first notices came from the DNR in the 90s. Ultimately, the EPA passed rules and Waukesha had to accept a court decree in 2003 that, you know, we were going to have to address the radon problem. But we also had a supply problem. And that was recognized.
Sure. Sounds great. Hey, just a quick diversion. My good friend Earl Walker, who works over at Eric's Port, just walked by and just waved hello. But Eric is a Vietnam vet. And so, thanking him for his service. And then just want to remind, today we'll honor our veterans with Operation Honor, a salute to veterans presented by Waukesha Inyo Engine at the Schutze Recreation Center on 1120 Baxter Avenue. There will be a care package drive from 2 to 4 and a salute to veterans from 4:30 to 6 p.m. The keynote speaker is a gentleman named Timothy Lesage, Sergeant Retired U.S. Marine Corps, And if you want to brush with greatness, you want to meet a real American hero, a rock star, come meet Tim LeSage. He was in the Marine Corps active duty for over 22 years and earned 2 Purple Heart medals and 3 Navy Commendation medals. And he's also been featured in several books and television programs. And then, of course, on Veterans Day next Saturday, we will have we'll honor our veterans at 10:45 at the Veterans Park on 710 West Avenue, just down the street from here on the corner of West and Wisconsin Avenue. So another great opportunity to pay tribute to our veterans here. But also around that same time, you know, we'll have the Our Water, Our Responsibility documentary will be airing. And again, tell us how people can watch that, if we can repeat that again.
Oh, yeah, I recommend going to our website, plowshareftm.org, and we'll have links to the video.
Sounds
there.
Great. Okay. And you kind of have to pay for virtual tickets to watch the video. Is that how the fundraiser works? Okay.
No.
So that's free, but while you're watching, you know, keep Plowshare in mind and how you can support this this fantastic mission. So how many volunteers do you have?
That's a good question. It varies because we have so many different ways. We have our education committee that puts things together. Karen serves on that.
Okay.
We have our shop committee that helps our shop manager to run the store.
Love it.
And then we have a lot of different volunteers who come in person and help at the store, at our the farmers markets, for instance, like the winter farmers market, which starts today at Martha Merrill's.
The Martha Merrill's is still doing that. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. 9 to 1.
Because I also know Chef Pam's. Do they still alternate with them? It's like an every other weekend kind of thing.
Or they might both be running together.
At the same time.
There might be a lot of shopping to go on in downtown Waukesha this winter.
But you're also in the Waukesha Farmers Market that just closed last week, correct? Did you guys have a stand there?
We have been historically. We cut back once COVID started.
Sure.
But yeah, and we also appear at different not necessarily craft fairs, but holiday fairs and markets around the area.
Oh, great.
And yeah, that's volunteers too.
Neat. And then what are your hours? Store hours.
Oh, that's a good question. They just extended for winter.
Okay.
So, I don't know if Karen or Mark, you have that written.
Sure. I stumped the Plowshare people.
Yeah, did. It just opened longer.
Well, that's great for the holidays, I imagine.
Yep.
So, terrific. I think we might have a caller here. We'll see what Calvin has to say, But is there a day you know for sure you're closed? Like, are you closed on Mondays or are you open all 7 days?
We're not open all 7 days.
Okay. So do we have a caller, Calvin? Excuse us here.
Yes, we have Triple G from Waukesha on the phone.
Greg Wansnyder, who will be my caller commentary at today's Pio football game. Greg is a huge fan of Plowshare. Greg, what's your question?
Yes, a blind guy doing color commentary. Anyway,
the blind guy with vision, anyway. With great vision. But anyway, go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, my props. I just want to give props to Plowshare. I love coming in your store, and just playing around with all the musical instruments. And I love that all the fair trade stuff. You guys do some stuff at Carroll University as well, and perhaps. You talked about it already, but you do a fair trade booth at Carroll sometimes during the school year. So that's pretty cool. So I just wanted to just say I love Plowshare being in our community. I'm familiar with a lot of the people on our board. So thank you guys for being in this community. And I plan to watch this documentary. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, and hopefully there's enough audio description on the documentary that I'll be able to follow it, you know?
Sure.
Follow it along.
Perfect.
So.
Oh, I think you will.
That's great.
I think you will.
Greg Wansnyder, Triple G, we will see you later today for the Carroll's game against Milliken. And Greg, we'll be leaning on you a lot, Greg, because Johnny is up bow hunting, so he won't be joining us today. Johnny's up north, so wishing Johnny the best. But after these messages, some more great details about Plowshare, including some great, maybe some gift ideas for the holidays and other ways that you can support the mission, either perhaps as a volunteer or as just someone who loves to shop. So anyway, stick around. More to follow after these important messages here on This Week in Waukesha. And don't forget, Chief Daniel Thompson is my guest on November 18th.
The Shaw, WAUK.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and that's the Hot House Flowers with Be Good. And you talk about being good and doing good. I think very few exemplify this as much as our friends from Plowshare. And again, really grateful to have Therese Arkenberg, Mark DeRemus, and Karen Slattery from Plowshare here to promote their annual fundraiser and all the wonderful things that their mission bestows on this community, including some great gifts, Fairly Traded. And before we continue, just remember, you can catch our shows on the Civic Media app. So be sure to download that from your smartphone so you can catch us anywhere, especially when we're broadcasting the Carroll football game today. If you can't make it, if you can't help us pack the Schneid. Therese was kind enough to look up the store hours for Plowshare.
Yeah, you stumped me. We had just changed over with November to longer hours so you can get your holiday shopping in. We are open Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and we're open Monday to Thursday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., Fridays, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m.
11 to 6. So that's perfect. So if you're planning on having dinner at any of our great establishments here in downtown, you get in town a little earlier and get some early holiday shopping done at Plowshare. So that's terrific. And then the fundraiser starts officially on the 8th.
Yes.
Virtually. But then in person on the 6th, right, with the wine pull at the storefront?
Yep, wine pull right at the there. Storefront. And yep. You can also check out our giveaway basket there that with every $25 donated, you get a drawing for this amazing water-themed basket.
The water-themed basket. So what are some of these water-themed trinkets, if you're able to remember?
I know there's bath salts.
Nice. Do you remember in grade school, you'd make that for your mom? Like, they do a little jar, mason jar of bath salts, and you put some tissue and wrap it up with string. And,
I didn't have that experience.
Mom always got a kick out of that. But those moms appreciated that, and then teachers knew, you know, do that for your mom. Yeah. So, but neat.
Laundry detergent, dryer balls, things of that nature.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, we sell those in the store.
Really? Okay.
Make the most of your new Lake Michigan water here in Waukesha.
Sure. That's neat. So there's some great utilitarian items in there in addition to just, you know, knickknacks and gifts and instruments, as Greg mentioned.
There's some guy stuff in there, too.
Guy stuff. Let's hear it.
Yeah. Well, there are these wonderful wall decorations that are made in Haiti out of oil drums.
Oh, cool.
Now, that's a guy thing.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although they don't look industrial necessarily.
No, no.
They're very pieces of art.
Yeah. Very artistically done and enameled.
Sure. And there's a certain tribal aspect to it that it resonates a lot of men and women.
Some of it, yeah.
So, yeah. No, I like a lot of that stuff, a lot of that decorative, like the home decor items that Plowshare has. So I plan on getting some more. So that is neat. So who's in charge of all that, sourcing all the different products? Like, it's got to be more than one person, correct?
Well, a lot of it is thanks to the genius of Sarah Allison, our store manager. She spends time, I think, even each day sort of keeping her finger on the pulse of different suppliers.
Okay.
Also, sometimes people from the board or even customers will ask questions, maybe make suggestions for her to follow up on. So
terrific.
But yeah, Sarah is our bedrock. So
I love it. That's fantastic. How long has Sarah been involved with the organization?
Oh, good question. We just celebrated an anniversary for her.
Yeah.
10 or 11 years.
Yeah. And speaking of celebrations, too, we have a volunteer of the year that you honored as well. It'll be honored as part of this. Mark Blackman?
Yep.
Yes. So tell us real quick about Mark and how he'll be honored.
Mark has served on our board. He's now retired from that. And also our education committees and our technology committees.
Wow.
He's a bit of a tech whiz. So he helps us with video. He's helped us when we do our live education presentations to set up everything from PowerPoints to video projectors.
Neat.
And yeah, he's a backbone of a lot of different Plowshare events.
Yeah. Well, it's neat you mentioned technology, because when you think of fair trade or something like Plowshare, you're thinking against stuff made by hand and artisanal elements and from developing countries or maybe developing domestic societies. But there's also a technology component involved here.
Yeah, especially for the education side of things and our presentations.
Sure, sure. And those are really important. Hey, and speaking of education presentations, in addition to this water documentary, there was another one you did that's still accessible on the 2021 parade attacks.
Yes.
Right. There was a documentary that we did called Waukesha Strong, Road to Resilience. And
Love it.
Was a follow-up after the parade to see how people were doing and pulling together to heal themselves and the community.
And we get
and Plowshare has a YouTube channel, so those things are still available.
Sounds great. And the link is accessible from the main website, correct?
Yes.
What's the site again?
PlowshareFTM.org.
PlowshareFTM.org. And that's F as in Frank, T as in Tom, M as in Mike.org. Fair Trade Marketplace. So that's terrific. So in the 2 minutes or so we have left, what is it you want people to know about Plowshare that we haven't discussed already?
Well, I think one of the things that's really important to remember is that the people who create the items in the store receive a fair wage for their work. And so, as my husband Mark says, guilt-free Christmas shopping.
Guilt-free Christmas shopping.
And it does elevate some of their cultural traditions as well, right? Because you make these items and then they're distributed internationally. That is a affirmation, I think, of the value of their culture.
Yeah. Well, in addition to that, you buy this keepsake for your house and where'd you get that? What's that? And there's a story behind it. And you're talking about elevating the culture, and it leads a great story. And again, as we remember someone like Bill Condon, who was our unofficial Waukesha historian, that, you know, story is a gift and memories are gifts. And that's, you know, with these items you can buy at Plowshare, you're sharing a lot of great memories and a lot of great culture that takes place around the world around us here. So,
and one of the items to check out there, knit hats, scarves, wonderful wool pieces.
Nice.
Made by people who do beautiful work.
That sounds great. So, Karen Slattery, Mark Doremus, Therese Arkenberg of Plowshare Fair Trade Marketplace, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Be sure to participate in their annual fundraiser online, or else go to the store on the 6th. Grab some wine, do the wine pull, and then on the 8th, the virtual aspect starts with the kind of the highlight, Our Water, Our Responsibility documentary that'll air from 10 to 11 on Saturday morning, the 11th. So Jim Santel's next with Morning Cannolis, and next week we'll have Alderman Tim Nekich. Thanks again for joining us. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, and see ya!
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Peter King. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Cyprus hours after